Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Seven Kansas organizations have been selected for tobacco treatment and recovery grants as selected by the Kansas Health Foundation's Tobacco Treatment and Recovery and Behavioral Grant Program. More than $1.4 million is being split by these seven foundations. Prairie View is getting the most money, $300,000, the designated community mental health center for Harvey, Marion, and McPherson counties. The Kansas chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness gets $299,870. The University of Kansas getting just under $265,000. Episcopal Social Services receiving just under $204,000. Also receiving money, the DCCA, Central Kansas Foundation, and the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your AC stops blowing cold air, find relief during Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. While you may need to eventually have your AC professionally serviced, O'Reilly Auto Parts has special offers on the items you need to bring the cool back now. Everything from AC compressors to refrigerant. Don't miss Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, oh, oh. Auto Parts.
Ryobi has changed the power tool game. With our power wherever you need it, one plus battery that runs over 70 tools. Innovation that makes home improvement faster and easier than ever. You can drill it, drive it, cut it, sand it, trim it, nail it, do it yourself, all on the same battery. Ryobi One Plus, the next generation of power. Available only at the Home Depot. Now at Ryobi Days, our four-piece lithium-ion super combo kit is only $129, a $50 savings.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Kansas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Police are investigating a suspicious death at a Lincoln home. Officers arrived on the scene yesterday afternoon and have been piecing things together ever since. The LPD arrived at a trailer home after receiving a report of a 44-year-old male breaking in the windows of a vehicle. During their investigation, authorities found a man dead inside the trailer. The 44-year-old is in custody at this time. The Nebraska Tourism Commission has fired its executive director in the wake of a blistering state audit that found questionable spending and a lack of oversight within the agency. Kathy McKillop had been suspended with pay before the 8-0 vote to terminate her contract. Commissioners also voted to install Deputy Director Heather Hogue as a temporary director until they name a permanent replacement. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. K-State Research and Extension River Valley District will host a series of wheat variety plot tours on Wednesday, June 1st, Thursday, June 2nd, and Wednesday, June 8th. These educational demonstration plots allow wheat growers to see side-by-side comparisons with new and standard wheat varieties. Farmers are encouraged to attend one or more of these wheat variety plot tours to get the latest information on wheat production and variety information. For more information or to receive copies of the tour flyer, contact the River Valley Extension Office at 785-243-8185. An open house is set for Friday and Saturday to tour the new Nemaha County Jail. Guided tours through the facility will be offered Friday from 2 to 7 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Entry for the open house is through the new lobby, which is where the public will now go to access either law enforcement or jail staff, speaking first to dispatchers behind thick glass. Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, hamburger with potato salad and beans, watermelon, and a root beer float.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNDY Station Manager Bruce Dierking saying thanks for listening. Farm and Home Information Radio, KNDY, is more than just saying. Farm and Home Information Radio is what we're all about. The information you need here in farm country to make your day's progress better. We start the day with 7 a.m. news. News blocks 7, 12, and 5, including national news from ABC. State news, both Kansas and Nebraska, from the Mid-America News Network, plus local news. We offer an update on the weather, including what's changing in the days ahead. We'll offer information on business, ag, and other related information in our 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours. Tune for the news blocks on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY, FM 95.5, and we're streaming KNDY FM 95.5 24/7 on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by Weatherology.com from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to another low-pressure system, we're going to see continuing chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the rest of this Friday, all the way into the weekend. It looks like we're just dealing with wet weather constantly throughout much of this week. It looks like temperature-wise in the upper 70s and back up into the lower 80s as we head into Sunday and Monday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, we're going to see a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms will drop down to right around 60. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. As we head into the weekend, it looks like more storms possible. We'll see partly sunny skies for tomorrow. Chance of storms, high is 77. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 59. And Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of storms at 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
The chicken and waffle sandwich at the Wagon Wheel.
Mentastic.
Hickory smoked bacon, smoked Gouda cheese, and Jack Daniel's maple sauce.
Mentastic.
Served with unlimited fries, curly fries, or kettle chips.
Mentastic.
Daily specials, live music, cold beer, and mixed drinks.
Mentastic.
Feeling fantastic after the successful completion of a particularly macho feat?
Mentastic.
The Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Mentastic.
Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service knows that America stands free today because of our soldiers, some who gave the ultimate sacrifice. The brave men and women who have served our country deserve honor and remembrance this Memorial Day. From Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service in Seneca.
Yeah, it's the swinging sounds of the 70s on Party Line with Wayne Cruzy on KNDY. Wayne is taking your calls, selling your wares, and playing music to get your day started off right. If you're looking to sell that 8-track player, get rid of that bell-bottomed leisure suit, or find a new disco ball for your next get-together, listen to Party Line from 9:35 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday mornings on KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1. I bought myself a new pet rock just last Wednesday. Aw, yeah.
Summer fun starts at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville. Kick off the summer season with Memorial Day weekend. If you're planning a day at the lake, a backyard barbecue, or just lounging around home, stock up at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville. Reminding you, always party responsibly.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Just in at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing this week to discuss challenges and opportunities in the poultry and livestock sectors. The National Farmers Union defended the much-needed market relief efforts because of the current low prices in a consolidated market facing family farms. Producers faced a drop in beef prices last year despite forecasts of higher-than-average prices. USDA forecasts show lower prices and higher beef production into 2017. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said that will make it tough for producers to recover financial losses from the recent decline, and the situation more troubling because of a sharp decline in the number of family farms and ranchers over the last decade due to a heavily concentrated cattle market. Now that makes it tougher for independent producers competing against packers, Johnson said. He said the marketplace tipped disproportionately against family producers. He said four packers currently account for 70% of the value of all livestock purchased for slaughter. USDA officials telling the Organic Trade Association policy meeting that the group should expect a series of organic regulations to be finalized before the end of the year. Five rules are listed on the department's 2016 regulatory agenda. They include proposed standards to address a dairy cow's transition to organic, aquaculture, beekeeping, pet food, and humane handling of livestock and poultry. Now, the list does not include an organic checkoff proposal that the Trade Association submitted earlier this year. The association's executive director hopes the Ag Department will release a checkoff program sometime this summer. And Tyson Foods is investigating allegations of animal abuse at one of their contract farms in Tennessee dealing with poultry. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts afront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24-7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY. Farm and Home Information Radio.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, wheat harvest in Texas is still playing a waiting game. They got a little wheat cutting around the coastal bend area along about in mid-April. But as the wheat harvest continued to move north, the rains set in. And now there is a large swath of the central part of Texas that is waiting to harvest, but waiting on the rains, which apparently will not seem to quit. It seems to be very, very wet in those areas, and harvesters are still waiting to get into the fields, and the forecast calls for even more precipitation.
Unfortunately not. I think the next 5 to 7 day forecast shows at least 2 to 4 inches again in that area that is ready to harvest. But I think after that, they kind of have a window of some drier weather, so we're hoping that whatever is standing past this next rain can kind of dry out and farmers are able to get in and harvest that.
That's Katie Heinrich Allen with Texas Wheat. Says harvesters are waiting to go. Oklahoma wheat and canola farmers are waiting for their fields to dry out enough for harvest after recent rains. Stress levels are on the rise in some areas as they wait for crops to dry out enough in the fields to allow combines to get rolling. Oklahoma's reporting storms on Wednesday night hit several north central Oklahoma counties. Some of those, of course, rolled on up into Kansas. A tornado in Carver County knocked out power in several locations. And a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train may have been derailed because of the twister. A lot of western Oklahoma had 90-degree weather on Wednesday, and if they can stay dry, the crops should dry out and be ready for harvest fairly quickly. However, chances of rain continue, as we pointed out, not only for parts of Texas and Oklahoma, but here in Kansas and stretching on north into Nebraska as well. It seems like whenever we get to ready for harvest, the rains want to take that time to set in. Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. May is Beef Month, so stock up now for your great summer grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. This May Beef Month message brought to you by Capital Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-7778.
First Commerce Bank invites you to the 3rd Annual Antique Tractor Show in Marysville in conjunction with Big Blue River Days on Saturday, June 4th. Registration is from 8 to 11, and there's a $15 entry fee for all makes and models. Tractors must be 30 years and older. The Antique Tractor Show is sponsored by Landall Corporation, CanEquip, Verna Implement, Landmark Implement, and First Commerce Bank, Saturday, June 4th.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Monsanto is being sued because of allegations that its Roundup is causing cancer in humans. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
A number of lawsuits have been filed recently alleging Monsanto's Roundup, specifically its main ingredient, glyphosate, can cause cancer. The latest lawsuit comes from three farmers and an agronomist claiming they contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to glyphosate. The plaintiffs are all from Nebraska and experienced exposure in that state. Larry DeMina is a resident and farmer in Cedar County, Nebraska, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in May of 2012. Robert Dickey is also a farmer from Cedar County and was diagnosed in 2009. Frank Pollard is an agronomist in Dodge County, Nebraska. He was diagnosed this year. And Royce Jansen is a resident of York County, Nebraska. He was diagnosed in 2013. An attorney says these lawsuits are justified because the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research of Cancer issued a classification of glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans. The attorney for the four says Roundup is used by Nebraskans for raising everything from grain to grass and tulips to trees. Nothing, he says, on the label alerts users to health risks. He says Nebraskans deserve the benefit of the World Health Organization research and protection against unknown exposure. The plaintiffs claim, among other things, that Monsanto mislabeled the product in defiance of the body of scientific evidence linking the disease to exposure to Roundup, and they're seeking punitive damages for defective design, failure to warn, negligence, and breach of warranty. Meanwhile, in recent days, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Health Organization Joint Meeting on Pesticide Residues issued a report on glyphosate, diazinon, and malathion that came to a different and favorable conclusion. That report concluded that glyphosate presents a very low acute toxicity and is unlikely to pose a carcinogenic risk to humans from exposure through the diet. Phil Miller is Monsanto Vice President for Global Regulatory and Government Affairs. He says, "We welcome this rigorous assessment of glyphosate by another program of the World Health Organization, which is further evidence that this important herbicide does not cause cancer." Meanwhile, Monsanto may also need to address the findings of the Environmental Protection Agency in the near future. The EPA has agreed to analyze the effects of glyphosate, along with three other commonly used pesticides, on 1,500 endangered plants and animals in the U.S. So the bottom line is that glyphosate either is or is not a danger to humans. Back after this.
Cattlemen, if you're still in need of a high-quality bull, trust Ernie Simmental's, where quality is bred on, not fed on. For over 46 years, our family has been dedicated to bringing you some of the best quality. This is Lauren Trernick, and we still have a large selection of Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls for sale, some suitable for heifers, and all priced right for the commercial man. All bulls are semen-tested and ready to go to the pasture. Trust us, where quality is bred on, not fed on. Call Trernick Simmental's at 402-230-0812.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Chicago White Sox game at the Kansas City Royals was postponed because of rain last night. The White Sox are in first place in the American League Central, but holding a two-game lead over the Royals and a half-game advantage over the Cleveland Indians. But there is still news out of the Royals camp. The Kansas City Royals have placed third baseman Mike Moustakas on the 15-day disabled list yesterday with a torn anterior ligament in his right knee. Such injuries usually sideline a player for a long period of time. Moustakas and left fielder Alex Gordon collided Sunday while chasing a fly ball in Chicago. Gordon went on the disabled list Monday with a right wrist fracture. Moustakas did not play in the next three games at Minnesota and was checked out by team physicians upon returning to Kansas City for a seven-game homestand beginning yesterday against the Chicago White Sox. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The Farmers and Ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up three panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
Oklahoma erupted for four runs in the second inning and six in the third on its way to a 13-7 victory over Kansas State in an elimination game at the Big 12 tournament yesterday. Alex Wise went 2-for-4 with four RBIs to lead the Sooners, who will try to stay alive when they meet Texas Tech on Friday. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors have forced a Game 6 in the NBA's Western Conference Finals by downing Oklahoma City Thunder 120-111. Steph Curry finished with 31 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals to help the Warriors bounce back from their pair of lopsided losses in Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant had a game-high 40 points for the Thunder, who will host Game 6 on Saturday. In hockey, Brian Rust scored twice in the second period, and the Pittsburgh Penguins advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals by downing the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Rust notched the tie-breaking goal 30 seconds after Jonathan Drouin knotted the score for the Lightning. I'm Stephanie Austin.
All of us at Bartlett Grain know the Nebraska City Pioneers spring sports teams practiced hard all season with the skill, determination, and spirit to defeat their opponents. The fans are proud to cheer the athletes. Congratulations from Bartlett Grain in Nebraska City.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll drop down to right around 60. As we head into Saturday, again, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms at 77. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 57.